USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
17 days before the election, President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Michigan.
This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away. That's not going to happen. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the hardcore militant left.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no scheduled campaign events on Saturday. The former vice president was asked about the New York Post story late Friday night.
What is your response to the New York Post story about your son, sir?
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. No respect to going down.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.